This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we had Susie Drink Desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 24-year-old Christopher Danzel of Lansdale, Pennsylvania. Now, Mike, you and I, we believe there should be a legal amendment where it's like you can get charged with whatever crime you did.
Oh, yes.
But then if you're really stupid, it's just an additional fine.
Indeed.
This is an example of what we're talking about. So Christopher, he stole a car from a library parking lot, right? Some guy left his green 2023 Subaru Forester running, and Chris took off in it. But he didn't just take it for a joyride. He drove it to a police station. But the reason he went there is even dumber than you think. You see, apparently, he had an earlier run-in with the cops. So he drove the stolen car to the police station because he asked the cops to give him his illegal drugs back. They turned him down, obviously. Now, they didn't realize that he was in a stolen car at that point. But just moments later, they pieced it together when they then got a report that he just used it as a getaway car for another crime because before he even drove to the police station, he tried to shoplift some stuff from a nearby Target and was seen speeding off on the scene, same green Subaru. So they tracked him down and they arrested him. He's now facing two felony charges for unlawful taking and receiving stolen property, plus a misdemeanor charge for unauthorized use of a car. So this guy steals a car, drives to a police station in a stolen car. After using the stolen car as a getaway vehicle, after trying to shoplift Target, and the only reason you drove to the police station was to ask for your drugs back? We need the stupid charge. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
That's Stephen Thrill Hill. Could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Sammy. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
All right, Sammy. You understand how this here game is played?
I think so.
All right. Well, you have your choice of one of three categories. I admire the honesty.
Right. She thinks so.
She thinks so. We'll find out. We'll find out then. You have your choice of one of three stories. So today, your categories are interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally today, animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Let's do hit me with your best shot.
All right, here's your story. It turns out the customer is not always right. Sometimes they do stuff that's straight up wrong, like smacking their server in the face with something. Surveillance video from a Nando's restaurant, that's a popular fast food chain in the UK, it captured the viral moment. showing a man in a hoodie and beanie grabbing something and smacking a waitress across the face when she puts the family of three's dinner on the table. Now, the server is clearly stunned after taking the object to the face and then runs off. Meanwhile, the man, woman, and child at the table, they quickly exit the restaurant. Now, it's not clear what motivated the slap, though a woman claiming to be the stricken server in the video later posted about the incident, she says the cops totally screwed up their handling of it. The woman, whose account says her name is Zara, claims cops were in the restaurant when this all went down, and she claims they did nothing to help her. They didn't even check the closed-circuit television to review the incident. That's according to her. So far, no arrests have been made. But the question for you is, what did the waitress take to the face from the father of the party of three? Did she get slapped in the face with a menu? Did she get hit in the face with a chicken leg? Did she get hit in the face with the pepper grinder? Or did she get hit in the face with a dinner plate? So menu, chicken leg, pepper grinder, or dinner plate? What did this guy pick up and slap her in the face with?
Oh, man. Did it say there was any injuries to the server?
She does not say there were any injuries other than she just took an object to the face and is mad about it.
And did you say the name of the restaurant again, please?
Nando's. N-A-N-D-O.
Oh, it's chicken.
Chicken
leg.
Okay.
Okay, Ted's going chicken wings.
Chicken leg.
I'm going to go chicken legs. I'm going to go pepper grinder.
Is that what you'd grab off the table to hit your weight person with?
I played the fifth.
Okay.
I don't know how restaurants in England work, but typically they take the menu after you order. They're bringing the food. But because of that, I'm going to say menu, just because I don't know how that works over there. All right, what did she get slapped in the face with? A menu, a chicken leg, a pepper grinder, or a dinner plate? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories hit me with your best shot on profile. Let's get a customer in a restaurant to grab something and slap their server in the face with it. There were actually cops in the restaurant at the time.
Yeah.
No charges were filed. But what did the waitress say she was hit in the face with? A menu, a chicken leg, pepper grinder, or a dinner plate?
And Sammy, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. You went with the old menu. It was not a menu to the face. Now, D.T. Smith, you know your Nando's, so you're like, chicken leg, dude. It's going to be a chicken leg. It was not a chicken leg. Now, to your point, I did Google their menu to see what they have to make it more realistic, because I had a feeling, I'm like, Ted's going to effing know what's on this menu. Seriously, I'm like, let me see what they've got there. So I saw the chicken leg. I'm like, good one. And Sammy, we know for a fact that if you get mad at a restaurant, there's a pepper grinder, you're taking it in someone's face. However, not this time. Believe it or not, dude picked up a dinner plate and hit her in the face with it.
Wow.
And she has no idea why.
She might know why. She has not said why, but she's not saying why. And I guess whatever video they have, no one can piece together where the family got angry about anything.
Okay.
I don't know.
You said it was the UK, right?
It's the UK, yeah.
That's also like they're huge on Indian foods. I just assumed it was a leg of tandoori chicken.
I looked at the menu. I'm like, this actually looks really good. But yeah, that's why I put chicken leg on there.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. End of football season. Everybody's back at work. So your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert. Seth Meyers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there. The title is, guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
This is a crazy story. An off-duty cop got arrested at a Kenny Chesney concert in Massachusetts after peeing on a random woman's cowboy boots. She turned around and saw him with a Bud Light in one hand and his junk in the other. So I think it's safe to say, Bud Light is back.
The Ted Smith.
Colbert.
That's me. Yeah. I was excited about that one.
Yeah, typically it's Coors Light at those, right?
Yeah, I mean,
Corona, Coors Light.
I think any light beer will pass, or just Bud Light makes it funnier. Students across the country are back in school. Of course, the first day of school or back to school is always emotional. This morning, my kids were crying when I put them on the bus, but I think it's mostly because it was a Greyhound.
Myers.
Colbert.
Fallon.
Students across the country went back to school. Yeah, of course, the first day of school is always emotional. This morning, my kids were crying when I put them on the bus, and I think that's mostly because it was a Greyhound.
NASA confirmed that two astronauts who were supposed to be on an 8-day trip will instead be stranded till 2025. What a nightmare. Imagine being stuck on a work trip for 8 months. Hey, Deborah, you know how they say no one can hear you scream in space? Well, they could definitely hear you chew.
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
Colbert.
NASA confirmed that two astronauts who are supposed to take an 8-day trip to the International Space Station would instead be stranded up there until 2025. What a nightmare. Imagine being stuck in a work trip for 6 months. Hey, Deborah, you know how they say in space, no one can hear you scream? Well, they can definitely hear you chew.
That would be brutal. A beluga whale that was discovered in 2019 wearing a Russian spy harness was found dead off the coast of Norway. Even crazier, it died after falling out of an 8-story window. Seth.
Yeah, it's Seth.
Yeah, that's Seth.
A beluga whale that was discovered in 2019 wearing a Russian spy harness was found dead over the weekend in Norway. Even crazier, it died after falling out of an 8-story window.
I wonder if we're ever going to start getting real spy animals. Remember, because we had some dolphins that were supposed to be smart or whatever.
They were smart enough to roll the F out.
Yeah. I don't know. Seems exciting.
I'm sure we do. You just can't tell people. Those are ruins the whole idea of being a spy animal.
But you just think you'd see more of them.
Really?
Well, I guess technically dolphins and whales would be the best spy creatures.
Probably.
Because you can't catch them. Also, or it's like if it was a marlin that you trained to be a spy, like somebody's going to catch that thing.
Yeah. How do you tell them their assignment?
Yeah, I don't
know. I need
know
you to go here.
Report back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Does anybody in here watch 1,000-Pound Sisters?
No.
I have, no, but I was in Baltimore.
I watched the first, maybe the second season.
All right, I was going to say, I thought you and your wife had watched a few of them.
Yeah, it was. I couldn't look away. It was a train wreck.
So, is it just that they're huge, or are they supposed to be like getting surgeries and losing weight?
Right. So the whole thing is that in that first season, one of them is 400 pounds, the other one is 600 pounds. That's why they make the
salary. Oh, it's not pounds. Even even split?
No.
Oh,
no, damn. So that's why they make the salary.
That's why the one gets seconds.
The 1,000-1.
I want the thin one.
1,000-Pound Sisters. But the whole idea is that they are trying to get a surgery that is going to aid in their weight loss journey, right? And so the whole journey throughout the show is they go to the doctor that's a couple states away, and he says, okay, I need you guys to lose this amount of weight before we can perform the surgery, blah da blah da blah. One is able to accomplish it and get the surgery, the other one not so much. And so that's when we go into the second season, where now she's still trying to get the surgery. Meanwhile, the other one managed to get pregnant too fast, and just it's trash TV.
You're looking good.
Yeah.
All right. So Amy, was she the 600 or the 400?
She was the 400. She was one that was actually able to get the surgery.
Find a fold.
She was at a Tennessee safari park, which, let's be honest, all right, sounds a little sketch.
Yeah.
Kansas City Safari Park.
Yeah, she had her kids with them, 4-year-old Gage, 2-year-old Glenn, plus a man named Brian Scott Lorvin. Anyhow, at some point during the visit, she claimed she was bitten by a camel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you close enough to a camel to get doggone bit?
It's a Tennessee safari
pass. Yeah, that's good.
See, of course they have camels.
Safari, damn it.
While she was being treated, park employees noticed a suspicious smell and found pot and mushrooms just sitting in plain sight in her car. Obviously, Amy and the other adult with her, they were arrested on drug possession and child endangerment charges. The kids were placed in the custody of other family members. Obviously, the mushrooms... Anywhere you go is going to get you in trouble. But also, sure, you got to remember, Tennessee is one of the states left that has no, like, weed is illegal.
Right.
Right. Producers of that show are going to be mad they weren't following him around still.
Had to.
Because if you're going to do another season.
I wouldn't be shocked if they are.
Maybe they are. Right. Sometimes this info will come out, and then you'll realize that the show actually caught it on camera.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Think about it like all those inside, you know, behind-the-scenes shows you see now on Netflix or whatever with, like, Receiver. Now, we saw those guys playing those games, but now you go back and you're like, oh, the other cameras were there, too.
Yeah. Well, they can't go to an amusement park.
Well, it's just kind of crazy, too. She shares her kids with her ex-husband.
Who was a gem, by the way. He was fantastic. He was like, the only redeemable character on that show.
I also, like... I get it, but you're in a state where it's not legal. Also, like, you're at the park with your kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to be roasting a bowl in the car right before you walk in or eating a cap at a stem.
And that's kind of been the wild
thing. That's mushroom talk.
The wild thing is that Amy has kind of gone through this descent where it was, she between the two of them, she was the one that had her stuff together. She was the one that knuckled down. She started doing exercises. She changed up her diet. She was able to lose the weight that she needed to in order to get the surgery. Like, she had her stuff together. Her bills are paid, as she said. And Tammy was the problem child. She was the one that took no responsibility for herself. She didn't take any accountability for everything. She made excuses for everything. And she was just an all-around bad person to everybody around her. But now the weights have kind of tipped in the other direction, no pun intended, where Tammy has finally gotten her stuff together and she's gotten her surgery. She's lost a ton of weight. She looks a lot better than she did. She looks a lot healthier than she did. And now Amy is just...
walling out.
Yeah. She's combusting.
For the record, TMZ say they spoke with the park owners. They doubt that Amy was bitten by one of their camels. Supposedly the cut on her arm is not indicative of a camel bite.
So what in the world do they think it is?
Somebody was hungry.
who knows? I don't know. Maybe a scam to get money
down
from the... I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
You get your name on the wall if you eat that whole thing.
If I was on mushrooms and stoned, maybe I thought, I was like, a camel bit me.
You might really believe that.
Yeah, like, it could have been something else, but, like, I don't... I think camels have a huge mouth.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if a little kid was biting you, you would see the marks.
Yeah.
I feel like with a camel, like, that would be massive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's kind of weird and crazy, but...
I've been by a camel.
Those two are wild and crazy. Watching that show, it's like, how do you live? Honestly, though.
That's the entire question.
Like, they opened it like, all right, I'm going to make Tammy her dinner. And she made a freaking lasagna. She made pasta. She made a pizza. She made burgers. She made a steak. And that's dinner.
Damn. I will say, I used to watch some of those shows where people were, like, extremely overweight. Like, you're saying, like, 500, 600 pounds. That sounds awful. But sometimes they do stuff like that. Or, like, this one guy, his mom would, and he was like almost 30. His mom would just bring him home buckets of chicken.
Yes.
But I sat there, I was like, looks kind of good. It was a Sunday.
Of course it does. Yeah. But you'll stop yourself.
Well, eventually, I feel like you just get too full.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, look.
We do.
You have to try to eat that much. And how do you fund all that? That is so much groceries.
To me, yeah, that's the bigger difference. Like, you can make that much food, but how do you just...
Right. You can't move. What do you do to make all this money?
So, right. So that's a reality show, which we're inundated now.
Sure.
The last thing, I talk about this all the time. I think Vice, they have a series, right? It started with Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then it was, you know, Dark Side of the 90s, this and that. So I started a new one last night, Dark Side of Reality TV. And I had kind of forgot about this one. Do you guys, and it's ironic, I never think about the goddamn animal, a swan, but do you guys remember a show called The Swan?
I remember the name. But I have no, I don't remember what the hell it was.
So this
about.
Is early 2000s, right? Like, reality shows are blowing up. This whole one was, they were going to take women who weren't happy with their looks. Basically, you're an ugly duckling. We're going to turn you into the beautiful swan.
Okay.
Now, I remember on the show, I remember it now. It's like, oh, yeah, that does seem kind of wild.
Yep, the swan. Yeah, I think, good God.
The big issue they had with this one is that the woman that was running it, too, is like, you know, this is before it became super popular, just make yourself a life coach.
Yeah.
She's like, we're going to life coach, career coach you, this and that. And then also, one of the selling points was like, hey, if you want plastic surgery, it'll be free, right? You're going to live here for however long, personal trainers, personal dietitian. Again, we're gonna make you a better person.
It's almost like being a celebrity and you just landed a specific role.
Right. Well, you're going to be a better person inside and out. Now, unfortunately, when they get there, even the guy that was like kind of the fame, if you saw this guy, he's a famous plastic surgeon. He was on a lot of these shows. Even he was like, oh, it got too crazy. Like, they basically wanted to overhaul these women in like one day of surgery. And he's just like,
I will kill them.
Right. Yes. Exactly. And he was like, I don't want to be the front page of somebody dying. Then also they hired, I think he's ex-military, but he's like a super personal trainer. But he doesn't know that they're getting all this stuff done.
Okay.
He doesn't know that the life coach basically is just like, you're not going to get any more done? Like, do you want to stay ugly? Like, so they're like pressuring him into it. The guy running the gym, like, he's putting him through the paces, but he doesn't realize like how bad they're hurting.
Yeah.
So it's just insanity. Like, the one woman, she was like, and like, she's not a bad looking woman, right? But she was just like 30, had gone through a divorce, this and that. And she was like, I'm getting into a new career. Like, I could use the other stuff about it. And then when she gets there, they're just like, you need to have more surgery. And she's like, I don't want to have more surgery. And then the best part I love is at the end, right? They didn't have mirrors or anything. One woman basically is like crawling down the hall because she's in so much pain, screaming and bleeding. Like, I want to go home.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right? Oh, so at the end of the series, it's the big reveal, right? Part of it's the big reveal. Then they're going to have this contest to see who's the most beautiful one. So the big reveal is they go in the mirror. They're all crying. They also said basically they were
crying,
like,
happy.
Yes.
Okay.
But when you see it, you're like, it's kind of odd. Even I was like, were they that happy? They looked that much different. But they were like, oh, they grilled us. And we're like, we spent a lot of money on you. You better have a huge reaction. Wow. You better cry. You better act like this and that.
Jeez.
And then the whole thing was to make them feel better, right? Inside and out, to make them feel beautiful. But like, once I saw myself, let's say Mike and I are on the show, then Mike and I gotta go up two by two and they go, Mike's better looking, he gets on to the pageant. So it's kind of like,
we're making you feel better by breaking you down.
Yes. That's basically what it was. But also, like, the point was like, we'll do all this, you'll be beautiful. And it's like, well, you're still not beautiful enough to actually win the contest. And like I said, the one woman who didn't want that much surgery, she's just like, look, like, I was down. She's like, I haven't won a lot of things. She was like, I got competitive, and then I lost to my friend. So, I mean, and also, I will say, in defense of the people that started it, like, you're trying to get ratings.
Yeah.
I think they thought, so, you know, like, because the plastic surgeon guy, he doesn't know that the trainer's putting him through paces every day. The trainer doesn't know how much plastic surgery he's doing. So, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, I kind of get most angles of it.
Yeah.
It's a very good show, but at the end of the day, like, the premise itself was to try to make these people feel better. They only did two years, by the way. The first year, the ratings were through the roof. The second year, nobody really cared, and then they canceled it. But, like, the trainer left. I think one of the plastic surgeons left. He was like, this is insanity.
Yeah.
What you're doing to these women. Like, we can't do that anymore. I don't often, and I'm not picking up another sport. But it's not often I talk about tennis. Kind of exciting. In the semifinal of the men's championship, you will have two Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And Tiafoe, big foe, he's right around the... Yeah, he's a big Maryland guy. Went to University of Maryland. Grew up in the same area I did. So I'm cheering for him. Last night I was watching that, and the other guy got hurt, so he had to retire. And I was like, All right, it's kind of like a cheap win, but I'll take it. Miles, you've seen it. Once that guy kind of tweaked his hamstring, Foe was just hammering him.
Yeah.
Right? Finally, like, even I was like, just tell the guy to quit. This looks pathetic.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate you listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. The commander of a Navy destroyer is now learning the full scope of his mistake. A Florida surgeon removes a patient's wrong organ and his life he did take. Meanwhile, Florida man compliments another car before getting punched in the face. A neighborhood cat goes to people's homes to ransack the place. And a man duct tapes a city tree to keep it from falling on his house. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, top three, we go to Florida where you can't say anything nice anymore. In a video that is making the rounds online, we get dash cam footage featuring the filming car stopped in the middle of the road behind a Dodge Challenger. Preceding the video, the one driving the car taking the video revealed that he had waved at the Challenger driver, letting him know that he had a nice car. The driver of the Challenger responded by stopping in the middle of the road, approaching the car behind him, and then punching his complimenter in the face. That's when the video starts, where we can hear various swear words and threats by the sports car driver, with the victim trying to tell him that he was only saying that he liked his car. The man then drove off without further conflict, but was not home when police arrived at his house, so they're asking anyone with information on his whereabouts to come forward. The guy thought that he was insulting him in some way.
Because he said, nice car. But it is New Jersey, so.
Right. Because he was saying something like, you know, you want to clap at it, you want to go. So it's like, no, dude, I like your car. But he responded immediately by just punching him right in the face.
Come on, man. Relax.
Can we not respond with fists first? Can we assume a little bit of the good in people?
The guy said, nice car.
And he didn't say nice car, he waved at him.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Or something like that. Maybe he did even say nice car. Either way, I can't imagine he had any kind of a threatening look to him or an insulting look to him.
Yeah, that's wild.
Damn, dude. In other news, in Richmond, Virginia, a local resident is at a loss for what to do about a dangerous situation. Steve, I don't feel like you could relate to this at all. He's got a tree that was planted by the sidewalk on his property and even remembers the day that the city officials came and planted it, having enjoyed its growth throughout the years. But now it's grown so tall and awkwardly that it has actually begun to split down the middle. Fearing ensuing damages at his expense, the man put up signs warning drivers not to park underneath the tree and has even resorted to wrapping it with duct tape in an attempt to keep it from falling. He's informed the city about the situation, informing them that if it falls, it's a danger to cars, pedestrians, and mainly three houses on the block. But he has yet to see any action on their part.
Well, I mean, at least in this case, and it is frustrating. The difference he has, it's just bureaucracy. So it's going to take the city a hot minute to do anything. That's how things work. Seattle's straight up like, no, we're not cutting down that tree.
Right.
We're not going to do it. Then they have these phony arborists that they sent up there. Oh, the tree's perfectly fine. Like, the tree's not fine. And like I said, in the end, I was right, as were my neighbors. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to figure out a tree growing at like a 70-degree angle that's about 75 feet tall, weighs whatever that weighs. It's going to come down. Not only did it come down, it landed exactly where we
said. I'm positive she could sue their ass.
I believe they could.
You could, but the problem is, and so she thought about it, but the issue is this. Seattle has your money.
Sure.
Right? Seattle does not have its money, but you are taxed, and so they have your money, and so it feels weird to fight a lawsuit, and they're going to put up all their lawyers and everything to drag this thing out. In the end, she's spending a bunch of her money just to prove that she was correct.
Right.
Which was the tree fell in the exact direction we said it would fall. So with this guy's bureaucracy, with us, as far as Seattle goes, that's because they're stupid. And they do not care.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the long and short of it.
Back to Florida, where a surgeon is in some hot water. A 70-year-old man from Alabama was admitted to the hospital after experiencing pains in his side that turned out to be complications with his spleen. Needing a surgery to have the organ removed, the man was taken in and operated laparoscopically. But complications soon took hold with an uncontrollable bleed due to a nicked artery during the procedure. Because the surgeon had mistakenly removed his liver instead of his spleen.
God, man.
The patient did pass there on the operating table, and his widow is now seeking charges against the surgeon.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
That's pretty fair there. He straight up removed the wrong thing. So,
that's pretty bad.
Yeah, kind of need that. Kind of need that. Down to San Diego, where a change in command has occurred. The Navy told the local media that the commanding officer of the destroyer USS John McCain had been relieved of duty, explaining that it was, quote, due to a loss of confidence in his ability to command the guided missile destroyer. Though it doesn't detail it in the statement, it's not lost on anybody that this comes 4 months after he was featured in a photo that was shared by the Marine Corps, which was ridiculing him for aiming down a rifle with the scope attached backwards.
I'll be honest with you. That photo is so bad, I didn't think it was real.
Yeah. It's very real.
It's real. It was bad. You think that's why they relieved him of his command?
That's kind of what people are floating on.
Well, he posted it originally, right? And then I think all the Marines were like, yeah, good call, Navy dude. Like, your scope's on backwards.
Right.
Because I think he was trying to, like, you know,
look. So everything's so far
bad.
Away.
Right. Just trying to
I can't read the
it.
Name of the ship I'm on.
Perfect. That's excellent. That's exactly what we need to do.
Also, I don't know if there are rules of just firing rounds into the water in international water.
In international
water. I don't know. Because international water is kind of nobody asks questions. That's the whole point. You know what I mean? Yeah, was it 20, 23 miles off the coast of a country? And in theory, you're an international water where the captain hangs. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, pretty much. That'd be my thought on it. But I'm not a lawyer. I don't know. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. The commander of a Navy destroyer is now learning the full scope of his mistake. A Florida surgeon removes a patient's wrong organ and his life he did take. Meanwhile, Florida man compliments another car before getting punched in the face. A neighborhood cat goes to people's homes to ransack the place. And a man duct tapes a city tree to keep it from falling on his house. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story, we go to Florida where you can't say anything nice anymore. In a video that is making the rounds online, we get dash cam footage featuring the filming car stopped in the middle of the road behind a Dodge Challenger. Preceding the video, the one driving the car taking the video revealed that he had waved at the Challenger driver, letting him know that he had a nice car. The driver of the Challenger responded by stopping in the middle of the road, approaching the car behind him, and then punching his complimenter in the face. That's when the video starts, where we can hear various swear words and threats by the sports car driver, with the victim trying to tell him that he was only saying that he liked his car. The man then drove off without further conflict, but was not home when police arrived at his house, so they're asking anyone with information on his whereabouts to come forward. The guy thought that he was insulting him in some way.
Because he said, nice car. But it is New Jersey, so.
Right. Because he was saying something like, you know, you want to clap at it, you want to go. So it's like, no, dude, I like your car. But he responded immediately by just punching him right in the face.
Come on, man.
Relax. Can we not respond with fists first? Can we assume a little bit of the good in people?
The guy said, nice car.
And he didn't say nice car, he waved at him.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Or something like that. Maybe he did even say nice car. Either way, I can't imagine he had any kind of a threatening look to him or an insulting look to him.
Yeah, I mean, that's wild.
Damn, dude. In other news, in Richmond, Virginia, a local resident is at a loss for what to do about a dangerous situation. Steve, I don't feel like you could relate to this at all. He's got a tree that was planted by the sidewalk on his property and even remembers the day that the city officials came and planted it, having enjoyed its growth throughout the years. But now it's grown so tall and awkwardly that it has actually begun to split down the middle. Fearing ensuing damages at his expense, the man put up signs warning drivers not to park underneath the tree and has even resorted to wrapping it with duct tape in an attempt to keep it from falling. He's informed the city about the situation, informing them that if it falls, it's a danger to cars, pedestrians, and mainly three houses on the block. But he has yet to see any action on their part.
Well, I mean, at least in this case, and it is frustrating, the difference he has, it's just bureaucracy. So it's going to take the city a hot minute to do anything. That's how things work. Seattle straight up like, no, we're not cutting down that tree.
Right.
We're not going to do it. Then they have these phony arborists that they sent up there. Oh, the tree's perfectly fine. Like, the tree's not fine. And like I said, in the end, I was right, as were my neighbors. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to figure out a tree growing at like a 70-degree angle that's about 75 feet tall, weighs whatever that weighs. It's going to come down. Not only did it come down, it landed exactly.
I'm positive where she could sue their ass.
I believe they could.
You could, but the problem is, and so she thought about it, but the issue is this. Seattle has your money.
Sure.
Right? Seattle does not have its money, but you are taxed, and so they have your money, and so it feels weird to fight a lawsuit, and they're going to put up all their lawyers and everything to drag this thing out. And in the end, she's spending a bunch of her money just to prove that she was correct.
Right.
Which was the tree fell in the exact direction we said it would fall. Right. So with this guy's bureaucracy, with us, as far as Seattle goes, that's because they're stupid. And they do not care.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the long and short of it.
Back to Florida, where a surgeon is in some hot water. A 70-year-old man from Alabama was admitted to the hospital after experiencing pains in his side that turned out to be complications with his spleen. Needing a surgery to have the organ removed, the man was taken in and operated laparoscopically. But complications soon took hold with an uncontrollable bleed due to a nicked artery during the procedure. Because the surgeon had mistakenly removed his liver instead of his spleen.
God, man.
The patient did pass there on the operating table, and his widow is now seeking charges against the surgeon.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
That's pretty fair there. He straight up removed the wrong thing. So,
yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, kind of need that. Down to San Diego, where a change in command has occurred. The Navy told the local media that the commanding officer of the destroyer USS John McCain had been relieved of duty, explaining that it was, quote, due to a loss of confidence in his ability to command the guided missile destroyer. Though it doesn't detail it in the statement, it's not lost on anybody that this comes 4 months after he was featured in a photo that was shared by the Marine Corps, which was ridiculing him for aiming down a rifle with the scope attached backwards.
I'll be honest with you. That photo is so bad. I didn't think it was real.
Yeah. It's very real.
It's real. It was bad. You think that's why they relieved him of his command?
That's kind of what people are floating on.
Well, he posted it originally, right? And then I think all the Marines were like, yeah, good call, Navy dude. Like, your scope's on backwards.
Right.
Because I think he was trying to, like, you know.
Look, so everything's so far away.
Right. Just trying to
I can't read the name of the ship I'm on.
Perfect. That's excellent. That's exactly what we need to do.
Also, I don't know if there is. There rules of just firing rounds into the water in international water?
In international water?
I don't know. It's international water. It's kind of nobody asks questions. That's the whole point. You know what I mean? It was 23 miles off the coast of a country, and in theory, you're an international water. Really, Captain Hanks. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, pretty much. That'd be my thought on it, but I'm not a lawyer. I don't know. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
In West Yorkshire, England, they finally nabbed a thief. A local neighborhood had been plagued with a sticky-fingered individual that had helped themselves to all sorts of other people's belongings, mainly clothing, even underwear that belonged to residents in the area. The sicko. Luckily for the community, they didn't have to look far for the one responsible, as it was nothing more than a family cat by the name of Taboo, who roams the neighborhood and takes home whatever she finds interesting enough to bring home. Her owner tells the media that she comes home from a long day of work to find all sorts of new treasures to upload onto the internet for their rightful owners to come and claim, with the neighborhood finding the funny side of things and taking an overall good attitude about it. Which you gotta love. That's a good time. Men's Room Sports. The Seattle Mariners, in full dumpster fire mode, dropped another walk-off last night against the A's to remove the chance of winning the series. They'll play game 3 of 4 tonight at 6:40 over en route with George Kirby getting the start.
You still think, are you still going to say thank you to DePoto?
DePoto?
DePoto. Wasn't that him a few months ago? Fans should be thanking us.
They should be, yeah. Thank DePoto.
I don't think they're, what was his percentage? 57?
57, yeah.
I don't think they got better.
Yeah. Just going to leave it at that.
You said fans should be thanking us?
Yeah.
Somebody else from the organization won an award locally and said, you guys, you can stop waiting. Like, we're really going for it. Then he comes out like a week or two later and is like, they should be thanking us for taking our time building a World Series championship organization.
They should be happy with 57%.
Yeah.
Or maybe you should thank the fans who hang in there through all the season after season after season.
As far as your weather, it's summer's last hurrah. Temperatures are going to dip down to about 60 tonight before the skies open up and shine that beautiful ball of helium upon us one final time, bringing in temperatures all the way up to the high 80s, with some reports claiming that we might just make it up and over 90.
Ooh.
And then as if your headlines were that, Mike Hawk is out.
Hey, sir, we appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy. The head chef's back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. The lovely Jolie is up next.
Yes, indeed, it's all true, but in the meantime, well, we'll be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
the men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.